We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Not so fast. The Bruin balloon was popped late Saturday night by a very good, underrated Fresno State team that has now beaten UCLA four times in a row. Amazing. Josh Lewin with you from festival to funeral in Pasadena as we get into our weekly game summary. Bruin fans were so excited about the 2-0 start, the win against LSU. And make no mistake, despite the disappointment, this is still a really good Bruins football team. They certainly had their chances against a Bulldogs team that obviously has some talent, but in the end, this is now 2-1 this season and not 3-0. Big part of the reason, the quarterback for Fresno State. He is the son of a newscaster up in the Bay Area. And this just in, Jake Haener is outstanding. 455 yards, no visiting quarterback had ever thrown for that many against the Bruins. Anywhere where the Bruins had played a home game. Of course, they've been playing at the Rose Bowl for quite some time. Think of all the great quarterbacks that have come on in, from Peyton Manning to Ryan Leaf, to all the USC guys, to the Stanford guys, the Andrew Lucks, the John Elways. None of them threw for 455. Jake Haener did. He did it with sore ribs, a sore hip, who knows what else. But he engineered the winning drive going all the way down the field, 75 yards in 40 seconds. Never had to burn a timeout. And that's how the Bruins coughed it up. They had gone up 37-33 with 54 seconds to go. Turns out that was too much time left on the clock. Let's get into it. We'll have the immediate reaction soon enough from Coach Kelly. But first of all, the immediate reaction when I was in the booth with Matt Stevens.
Well, it was on this weekend of 2017 that the Bruins took the field against a team outside of the Power Five as a ranked team and lost in heartbreaking fashion in a high-scoring game by a field goal. That was against Memphis. That final was 48-45. This time it was Fresno State, not Memphis. It was Bulldogs instead of Tigers, and they win it 40-37 to those battling Bulldogs. behind 455 yards from a senior, Jake Haener, a Washington transfer that just sliced and diced the Bruins, especially at the end of the game, Matt Stevens.
Well, and his receiver, Jalen Cropper, really put on a show. And let's not forget that last drive, how heads up the wide receivers were for Fresno State not to get tackled inbounds. I think if one of those guys get tackled inbounds, the game's over. That's how smart they were playing. And you got to be a real veteran group. And, yes, UCLA, they brought back a lot of players. So did Fresno State. And they made some key plays down at the end.
UCLA had a lead, but at 54 seconds left, it was just not enough to hang on, as that left enough time for Fresno State to work its magic. Chip Kelly standing by with Wayne Cook.
And Coach, obviously this is tough, but I think we start with giving Fresno State, and I thought, I said this before the game, I think Jake Haener's maybe as good as we're going to see all year. He's that good, and he showed it today.
He was a great football player. You know, you see him in person. You saw him make plays like that on film, but then when you see it in the real deal, he took a lot of shots. We got after him, and he just kept coming up. You know, I talked to him briefly after the game. He said he was banged up pretty good, but the kid just made plays and put the ball on people. And, you know, you do have to give him credit. That was a heck of a performance by that young man.
You guys made adjustments, and you did a really good job against him for most of the second half and got back in the game. You talk about your team's resilience and how hard they worked and caused some turnovers and actually got them.
They did, you know, and you came up short. I think it was one of those games where whoever had the ball last was going to win, you know, and you never know, I'd say you scored too early, but you got to think about that. And then we got it to be it was more than a field goal game, so you had to hold them to a touchdown. They weren't going to be able to kick a field goal on you, so we needed to make one play down the stretch there, and we just didn't do it.
It's interesting. I thought they scored too early, and then I thought we scored too early. It's just this was that type of game. But talk about the offensively, you found a rhythm a little bit. Kyle Phillips had a very good game. Dorian had a much better second half, and you really didn't struggle running the ball today, though.
Yeah, they did a good job. You know, they were really packing the box, and everybody was really, really tight to the line of scrimmage, so we obviously had to try to throw the ball to loosen them up. And we made some big plays, you know, with the ball over the top a little bit in a couple plays. You know, we had a big long pass play, but then we had a fumble. You know, it just seemed like it was one of those days where we just got to come back. And this is a resilient Bunsen, and they'll be back. We get to league play this week. We'll be back on Monday, and we'll go to work, and we'll get ready for Stanford.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Wayne.
All right, guys, back to you.
All right, thanks, Wayne, and thanks to Coach Chip Kelly. So on a crazy day and night, and now basically early morning in some quarters, the Pac-12 North did a nice job, going 5-1. The Pac-12 South, not so much, 1-5 today. I mean, Utah losing to San Diego State, we know the pain of that one. Obviously, you've got all kinds of things happening with other teams in conference that you're looking at where you're wondering how it's going to turn out for them. Bottom line is the Bruins staked to that number 13 ranking, had their shot that they just couldn't knock it down.
You were going to say Arizona losing to Northern Arizona.
I kind of was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was a real tough defeat, and Jed Fish hasn't got his first win. Yeah, there's just so much to talk about this football game in terms of opportunities that just didn't happen for UCLA. And you got to clean some things up. I mean, you go back to the punts where UCLA is forcing them to punt, and then they go off sides. I mean, that just really kills the momentum. Fresno State had a great play, too, when they did a fake punt, and they had Jake Haener as the upback. Then they rushed him to the line of scrimmage. UCLA jumped off sides again, and they got the ball back or kept that drive going. And it was a lot of creative play calling. Kalen DeBoer and his coaching staff, you know, I thought in the first half they were really working on high cylinders. I mean, they were going right down the field offensively. And even though UCLA had a nice first drive, they shut down UCLA's running game. And they were going to make DTR beat you throwing the game. And Greg Dulcich didn't even have a catch in this football game.
Yeah, stunning.
Another amazing stat.
Chase Cota only had one catch. The good news is it went for 45 yards. The bad news is he fumbled it on the 15 as soon as he caught it. Cam Brown broke out. We've been waiting for that. The Texas A&M transfer had five catches his entire Texas A&M career. He had five catches tonight, his first five as a Bruin, for 111 yards and a touchdown. Kyle Phillips with a massive second half, seven catches, 113, two touchdowns. He had a juggling 42-yard catch in the middle of the end zone in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, but not late enough. He had another touchdown catch. So huge game for Kyle Phillips. That's great. But I go back to those final 54 seconds where, yeah, the Bruins scored, but they scored too early. We've seen this Russell Wilson archetype before, this Aaron Rodgers kind of razzmatazz that Jake Haener is all about. And you just had that bad feeling. You left too much time on the clock. I thought the saving grace was Fresno State only had one timeout. They never needed to use it. They just kept completing passes and getting out of bounds.
Getting out of bounds. That was the key. It was just real veteran play, knowing the clock, knowing how to stop the clock. And UCLA, they missed three or four tackles and allowing these wide receivers of Fresno State to get out of bounds. And that really cost them, you know, 91 plays by Fresno State, 53 by UCLA. They dominated the time of possession. They had the ball for 40 minutes compared to UCLA's 20. I mean, you're not going to win many football games when those are so much in one team's favor.
Yeah, the Bruins gave up 33 first downs in this game, five of them in those final 54 seconds. And it was a third and 20 that got the job done. Third and 20 to win that game. And the Bruins still, had they managed to clock a little better, might have had their shot. They needed a field goal to tie, right, and force overtime. And I'm thinking, all right, I know it's only 14 seconds, but they burned a timeout during the extra point that made it 40-37. I thought that was an error. And then what they did with those final 14 seconds just really didn't make a lot of sense.
Well, and then the final 8 seconds, they get a first down, they get a 20-yard gain, and they get up, and the clock is stopped as they move the chains. And instead of clocking the ball down and stopping the clock, UCLA called a timeout. And that cost them another play. So now DTR, he has to throw a Hail Mary from about 70 yards away. And the ball actually, it went pretty far, but it came up short. It was not in the end zone, and the ball was on a line. So it's easier to bat down when it's on a line instead of a looping high trajectory throw into the end zone. It gave Fresno State just a better chance. So, you know, a couple of plays can make a difference in a football game. Just ask Jake Haener and his wide receiving core.
We'll remember the name Jake Haener for a long time. The transfer from Washington just aired it out, even though he was hurt at the end. And he just missed Fresno State's single-game record for yards passing. Derek Carr had that against San Jose State quite a while ago. But in this one, 455, the last 20 of them, burning the Bruins, as it turns out. And yeah, DTR still averaging 20 yards per completion this year. That's going to still lead the nation. That's fun. But he only completed 14 of 24. He ran well, 13 carries for 67. To your point, Britton Brown only 23 yards. Zach Charbonnet, even though he had the two touchdowns, only 19 yards on the ground.
Yeah, but now UCLA has shown other defenses the blueprint how to stop their offense. Hey, you're going to stop the running game. You're not going to let Dulcich get any catches. You're going to make DTR and this wide receiving core be the main focus of the offense, and they're the ones that have to get it done. You know, Chip Kelly always says, "It does." You know, what am I going to run? Well, whatever the defense shows me. And the defense was showing the free safety up at the line of scrimmage. It was just man-on-man, one-on-one coverage the entire game, and the secondary of Fresno State won that over DTR and the wide receiving core of UCLA.
There was a stretch of the game where the Bruins actually forced and recovered two fumbles in two plays. And they haven't had any of that all year. But right when the game was on the line, they had two strips, took the ball away, and you're thinking, maybe they're going to get this done. There was a replay review that went the Bruins' way on that juggling 42-yard touchdown catch from Kyle Phillips. It all seemed to be setting up very well.
Hey, one thing that I thought Fresno State did offensively, they had their five offensive linemen with only a foot split. Not even a foot split. They bunched them all inside, so there was no penetration coming up the middle against Jack Haener. They were coming from the outside, and they were able to control that. It was almost like Haener was playing an arena football game, but yet they had one-on-one coverage to the wide side of the field, and his gun can rocket it out there in like a split second. I mean, he has an absolute cannon.
Let us send it down to Wayne Cook and bring him in for a little bit as well. Wayne, interesting to hear your thoughts as this one just kind of slipped away at the very end.
Well, just it was heartbreaking. They fought so hard to get back into it, and, you know, It is what it is. Like, all the stuff you guys are talking about is so true. I think the defense, you know, we have to talk about that time of possession and how long they had the ball. You know, for UCLA's defense, who had played pretty well in that second half, to have to come up with some big plays down the stretch was a lot. Was a big ask.
And overall, now, again, just to put it in perspective, and much as everybody's going to be disappointed, to say the least, about what happened here. This was not a good Saturday for the Pac-12, which now has 16 non-conference losses, five of them to the Mountain West. And BYU has swept the table, right? I mean, BYU is 3-0 against the Pac-12 now. There have been two losses to FCS teams. Jake Haener, if he hadn't lost a fumble at Oregon, might be leading a 4-0 Fresno State team right now.
And he's out right now on the 47-yard line with his offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, and they're taking selfies. And you could see him walking. I mean, he can barely move his left side. And that's where he got hit. And he doesn't care. I mean, he's so happy. But when he gets on that plane, or it's going to be a bus ride back to Fresno, I hope there's an ice bath on the back of that bus, because he's going to need to get in it.
Fresno State, full marks. I mean, this is a very good team. And it could be at the end of the year, we'll look back, and it won't be silly or stupid that the Bruins lost this game. It'll be like, yeah, you know, they went toe-to-toe with a really good Fresno State team. I think that's the case right now, matter of fact. But it hurts, because the Bruins came in ranked number 13, and obviously that is an unlucky number.
And you're going to play Fresno State with some really good coaches. I mean, this coaching staff came to play. They had a great game plan. Like I said, there's so many formations, so many motions, personnel groups, and you lose Quentin Lake, Otito Obonya, more Quentin Lake, because he's sort of the guy that gets everybody set on defense. And that's huge. I mean, absolutely huge. And you could see at the end of the football game, when it was Jalen Cropper wide open in the end zone. I mean, how does that happen? I mean, you're dropping eight. There's only four receivers going out. How does one guy get wide open? You know, I mean, that's because Quentin Lake's not on the field.
A lot of confusing things in a very mishmashy kind of fourth quarter that saw 34 points get scored. 20 by UCLA, 14 by Fresno State, and the last seven is what vaulted them to victory. Again, the final 40-37.
We're going to get to the highlights in just a moment or two, but first a quick reminder, you can enjoy America's best tailgating before you catch UCLA football live and in person. Tickets still available for the four remaining home games, including the huge matchup against Oregon. Go to UCLABruins.com/tickets or call 310-UCLA-WIN for more information. So, yeah, that Oregon game loses a little bit of luster, I suppose, because we know it won't be unbeaten teams going at it. And, hey, don't forget, Bruin fans, got to remind you this, too. The Wooden Athletic Fund supports the excellence of our student-athletes in the classroom and competition and community. You can become a member for just $9 a month and invest in tomorrow's champions today. To learn more, go to WoodenAthleticFund.com. So now, the Bruins getting ready for their first road game of the year at Stanford. And once again, having to face a good quarterback, the Corona Centennial product, Tanner McKee. And Stanford coming off a nice win at Vanderbilt. Of course, they had just beaten USC before that. The Bruins with revenge very much on their minds since losing last year's finale to Stanford, 48-47, in double overtime. Their coach, David Shaw, great friends with Chip Kelly. He's been lauded for his California cool, a stark juxtaposition to the nuclear fission created by his predecessor, Mr. Harbaugh. No muss, no fuss, almost a corporate starched collar button-down approach has been really a success in Palo Alto. In terms of how it all came down, before we let you go, I know some of you want to hear the highlights. There were a lot of them. And Gabe Genovese will take you through.
Tonight, Fresno State 40, UCLA 37, and a heartbreaking loss for the Bruins inside the Rose Bowl. Gabe Genovese back with you on the Westcom Bruin Locker Room Report. Let's give the highlight recap from this one. Both teams failed to score on their opening drive. The Bulldogs struck first to Ronnie Rivers' one-yard touchdown to make it 6-0. They went for two and missed it, so it was 6-0 Bulldogs, just under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Bruins started their next drive at their own 27. DTR hit Cam Brown deep over the middle for 38 yards to get in Fresno State territory. And a few plays later, Zach Charbonnet got his first carry of the game.
Well, and now the Bruins with three tight ends on the field, one of whom is in motion, and the give to Charbonnet, galloping to the five, blasting and turning and twisting. In there! Touchdown, UCLA! Chip Kelly orders a vintage 2021 Charbonnet. An excellent choice.
Five plays, 73 yards in a minute and 49 seconds for UCLA to answer the Fresno State TD, and it was 7-6 Bruins with just under 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. The rest of the first half was controlled by Fresno State. They had two more touchdowns and a field goal and lead 23-10. at the half. UCLA received the second half kickoff and converted a huge third down and 12 near midfield. And on the next play, DTR found Cam Brown.
DTR is back on a play fake, throwing off his back foot, got Cam Brown crossing at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the sideline, 5, wiggling in, touchdown UCLA, 39 yards for Cam Brown, and the Bruins are right back in it.
What a way to start the half. 6 plays, 75 yards for the score. The Bruins were down 23-17. It was 26-17, Fresno State at the end of the third quarter. Fresno State drove all the way down to the Bruin 9 a couple drives in to the fourth quarter. It looked like they might put the game away with a TD. Instead, the defense made a play.
One receiver to the right, Ronnie Rivers in the backfield over the right shoulder of Jake Haner, who's been brilliant tonight. The Washington transfer, man in the backfield, and the ball is loose. Carl Jones will scoop it up. Oh, and then he dropped it again, and now the Bruins will get it at their own 42. Carl Jones tried to pick it up and run with it.
I don't know if UCLA has it. There's now a scrum right on the 48-yard line.
I think they do. I think the Bruins do have it at their own 42. They're going to untangle the pile. It is the Bruins finally recovering a fumble. Finally. The seventh one they have forced this year.
The fumble recovery gave UCLA the ball at their own 43, and 3 plays later, DTR went deep for Kyle Phillips.
Dulcich, a tight end on the right. Remember, DTR overshot him on what looked like a sure touchdown earlier. He's looking once again deep downfield for Kyle Phillips. Juggling catch in the end zone! Touchdown, UCLA! How did he catch that ball? 42 yards with a defender draped all over him. Kyle Phillips, a juggling, wiggling catch. The Bruins have a pulse. 8:10 to go.
They had a pulse indeed. Extra point good, and it was 26-24. Bruins back within 2, and on the very first play of the next Bulldog possession, the Bruin defense said, we need this ball back.
From the 25, with 8:10 to play in regulation time, high shotgun snap, back goes Haner, and loops a pass to the middle of the field, it's caught, and a first down at the 37, ball comes loose, UCLA's got it! I don't think he was down on contact, Bruins with a takeaway inside the 20-yard line! How about that? Jordan Genmark Heath, the Notre Dame transfer, ripped that ball out and took it back inside the 20.
And 3 plays later, Charbonnet gave UCLA its first lead since it was 7-6.
Now the snap and the handoff. Charbonnet breaks a tackle, pushes the pile. He's close to the goal line. Is he in? They're untangling bodies. Touchdown, UCLA! He got a push from behind. It's Charbonnet! It's the Bruins on top with 7:27 to go!
30-26 was the Bruins' lead. You heard Josh say it was 7:27 to go. Who could finish this game out? The Bulldogs strike back. 10 plays, 75 yards. They take a 33-30 lead. It was up to the UCLA offense. Could they drive the length of the field? DTR and Kyle Phillips provided the answer.
Fresno State, remember, only won a timeout. Bulldogs had just toggled on top at 33-30. Snap is back. Block from Ryan. DTR throwing. He's got a man. That's Phillips to the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA! 54 seconds to go! And maybe, just maybe, they've done it!
That made it 37-33 with 54 seconds left, but Fresno State needed 75 yards in 54 seconds, and they did just that.
Cropper slot to the right. With 18 seconds left on the clock. The snap is back. The rush is in. It's launched to the end zone. Touchdown. Cropper dances in with 14 seconds left on the right side. And the Bruins defense just let him go all the way down the field.
And that would be the game. 40-37, Fresno State, the final.
All right, thanks to Gabe for all of that. Dorian Thompson-Robinson ended up 14 of 24 for 278. 3 touchdowns, no picks, but a very costly fumble. Haner, meantime, he was the man of the match. 39 of 53 for the 455. Hadn't thrown for a touchdown at all until the final 255 when he did it twice. And Jalen Cropper, a guy that UCLA once recruited, 14 catches for 141. He was targeted 17 times, and he did score that winning touchdown. Kyle Phillips, huge for the Bruins in the second half. 7 catches, 113, a couple touchdowns. Thought he had the winner. We thought wrong. So once again, 40-37, Fresno State, the unhappy final. from Game 3 of the season, but there are still many more to come. And the next one coming up, we mentioned again, Stanford, 3 p.m. this weekend on the road. Then the next home game, Saturday, October 2nd against Arizona State. That should be a heck of a quarterback battle in that one. This is Josh Lewin. Thanks to Wayne Cook and Matt Stevens, and to Gabe Genovese as well for their help. Thanks to you for listening. And sorry we couldn't give you better news, but it was 40-37 on the wrong side. This has been the latest UCLA Bruins game summary.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.